You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Serena Lowe, Amazon best-selling author of The New Hero Within, Reinvent Your Life, One New Chapter at a Time. She guides people through the wilderness of career change, educating, equipping, and empowering them so that they can finish their quest, not just knowing what they are here to do, but confident that they have all the resources they need to do it. Serena, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much, Eric. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. Good to have you as well. So tell us, what does it mean for a professional to reinvent themselves?
That's a really good question, Eric. For me, reinvention means taking a good look at how you're doing in all the significant aspects of your career, and then identifying an aspect that you want to improve or transform. So I'll give you an example. So someone who has a reputation for working hard and producing great results as a team member could be an introvert, someone who has always stayed in the background, but now they want to contribute in a bigger way. They want to be seen and heard, to have a voice in decisions that are being made. So how would they go about doing that? So they would have to go through a process of reinventing themselves to be more visible, and also putting in the consistent hard work on a daily basis. It's about the conversations they will have, the connections they're going to make, the ideas they're going to contribute, and all these things done daily over a sustained period of time until they become part of them, become a habit for them, and become a part of their personal brand. And that's when they would have reinvented themselves.
If you would, give us some examples of why someone would want to reinvent themselves and what would they gain from it?
Right. So if we look on a macro perspective, the workplace is constantly changing and evolving. It's influenced by world events, by the economy on a global and local scale, by supply and demand factors, an aging population, lifestyle factors, and so on. So a lot of these factors are beyond our control. So as just before I popped on this interview, I was looking at the news, and one of the articles there was about 10 Australian careers that are dying. And another report by the Foundation for Young Australians says also that 60% of students today are chasing jobs that won't exist in the future. So from a professional point of view, it would seem like very good advice to actually have an eye towards what's happening globally and locally, at the same time that we're working to gain the skills and the competence to get really good in our particular industry or profession. And that means constantly reinventing ourselves and not letting ourselves get stuck or stagnant or getting too complacent, that once we have attained a particular level or particular kind of job, that's the end of the journey. It's actually not. It's only the start.
How might reinventing yourself help someone who is going through changes at the workplace or in their private life?
How would that help someone? For the first thing that they need to do is actually to know what they want to change and why. The why part of it is very important, because it's often the biggest thing that drives us forward in and motivates us to keep going with the change. So when you know your why very clearly and you have clarity around that, it helps you make all the other smaller decisions about how to go about it. And then the how will fall into place. So for instance, someone might be, say, a stay-home mom who is rejoining the workforce after an extended break, would have a different kind of process to go through from someone who is going from one profession to another. And again, the example I mentioned earlier about someone who is technically competent and knowledgeable, who is aspiring to a leadership position, all of them would have different aspects of reinvention that they have to go through. So it's about a change of mindset, a change of behavior, a change of the kind of beliefs that they have about themselves and what they're capable of. And with that kind of, with those sorts of resources and tools, this will enable them to go through the process of reinvention and to come out a stronger and better version of themselves.
Today we're joined by Serena Lowe, Amazon best-selling author of The Hero Within. Reinvent your life one new chapter at a time here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. Serena, what are some examples of people you know who have reinvented themselves with positive results?
That's a really good question. I had the privilege last year of interviewing 9 people around the world who had made a conscious decision to reinvent themselves after having significant life changes happen to them. So in my book, The Hero Within, Reinvent Your Life, One New Chapter at a Time, I talked about the stories of these 9 people. For instance, one of them had been through the death of his beloved spouse, and that caused him to change the way he thought about work and his career, and he made certain changes in his lifestyle. Somebody else shared about alcohol addiction, how it affected her marriage and her children, and how she finally overcame it. And there was another person who had gone through repeated incidents of sexual abuse and had to learn to love herself in a healthier way. And there are so many more stories. People who have were labeled dyslexic only in adulthood, who then finally figured out why they had been labeled as children and why they had struggled to learn. There were people that I interviewed who are going through mental illness and who are managing their condition and managing to lead happy and fulfilling lives in spite of it. They're not hiding from the condition. They're not saying it's a shameful thing. They accept it, they embrace it, and they move on with their lives. So what I learned really about it is you are not defined by what has happened to you in the past, which you have no control over anyway. But you can do something about what's happening to you now and in the future. And you can affect the quality of your future by making decisions that focus on what's before you, the opportunities that you have, your own resourcefulness, your intelligence, your willingness to embrace change, and your willingness to learn. So all this is part of your reinvention experience.
Lastly, what is a good response when someone says it's too late for me to start over?
That's a common one that I hear quite a lot when I have conversations with people about why they are not making the change that they know in their heads that they need to make. And the well-known writer George Eliot once said, it's never too late to be what you might have been. So that the age, the reason we give ourselves, it belongs to a cluster of stories we tell ourselves about why we can't do certain things or why we're not capable. And yet at the same time, when we look around, we see ourselves surrounded by so many examples of people who have, in spite of adversity and disability and conditions that most of us would acknowledge are very difficult, have somehow found a way to push through and to reinvent themselves and become heroes to the rest of us. So it's not about our age. It's not about whether I'm good enough or smart enough, whether our qualifications are up to date or whether we have enough education and so on. It's really about how resourcefully we think and how we choose to respond. So I'm thinking of people like Nick Vujicic, who has no arms, no legs, and he says, no problem. I think of Malala and her friends, shot by the Taliban for speaking up for the right of women and girls to go to school. And of course, the heroes that I mentioned in my book, ordinary people making extraordinary decisions about their lives. So I think as long as we live and breathe, we always have the opportunity to start over and to make our own story better than what it has been, to write another chapter. So really it's about challenging ourselves to reach our highest aspirations, to become known as a person of courage and excellence, to be a role model for our children, and to encourage others who are struggling and need hope. And lastly, of course, to leave a legacy of inspiration for those who come after us.
And this certainly could apply to anyone listening in, no matter what their age, what their experience, what their level of expertise, or whatever the case may be, this certainly can apply. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on your services and also how they can purchase the book as well.
Absolutely. So the book is available on Amazon.com. It's also available on Barnes & Noble and Book Depository. And my website is serenalowe.com.au, and there I have lots of information which I share about the kind of work that I do, helping clients to go through the reinvention process. And also I'm running a webinar series at the moment where I'm interviewing guest experts on how to reinvent one aspect of our lives at a time, because really we are so busy. If we can manage one aspect of change at a time, I think that's really more than most of us could manage. So one is a really good thing to start off with because it gives you momentum. So if you want information on this webinar series and how to get access to the training, drop an email to careerchangeconfidence@gmail.com, and the details, I'll send you all the details about that.
Well, Serena, we certainly do appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you, Eric.
We have been speaking with Serena Lowe, Amazon best-selling author of The Hero Within, Reinvent Your Life One New Chapter at a Time. And for more information, simply visit serenalowe.com.au. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.